for the next few weeks, we would do a little introducing of the discipleship program. And so we're just going to continue on with this during the time of offertory and encourage you and let you know that we actually have this available to you if, in fact, you want to jump on in. And we certainly would encourage you to do that. Scripture tells us in 1 Peter chapter 3 and verse 15 that you and I need to do something in order to really be able to minister to people around us. And it goes something like this. Sanctify Christ as Lord of your hearts so that you would be able to give, actually be ready to give an answer to every man of the hope that's within you. Unless you and I actually make Jesus Christ Lord of our hearts, we're not ever going to be ready to defend our faith and to proclaim the truth. But God has called us to be witnesses. Acts chapter 1 reveals this to us, that as he comes at the end and he's getting ready, Jesus Christ is getting ready to ascend to the heavens, he turns to those that are left and he says, you shall be my witnesses. But you have to know what you're bearing witness to. And that has to be real in your life. That's why he says it's not enough just to know the truth. It has to be a part of your heart. Because I've met a lot of people that have been through a lot of Bible classes and done a lot of studying. But very rarely are they able to remember the things that they've studied or the things they've listened to because it's never gone into their hearts. The psalmist says, thy word have I treasured in my heart that I might not sin against you. And so one of the great emphasis of this discipleship is that we want to encourage people to have a personal relationship with Jesus Christ. Now, you can't do that with just studies. It has to be more than that. And we encourage the men to just jump all the way in. Make this a part of your life. We encourage them to walk through the Bible. Paul writes to Timothy, study to show yourself approved unto God, a workman that needs not to be ashamed, accurately handling the word of truth. So we encourage you to get in the word of God. We know that all scripture is inspired by God. All scripture. Now this is telling me that scripture is more inspired than man's writings. So it's the scripture that I want to jump into. And we encourage the men to go through the books of the Bible and to learn what those books of the Bible are about. We're never going to come to the end of all this until we meet Christ face to face. But we are striving to be like him. And we are striving and pressing on towards the mark of the high calling. Until we come to a place of perfection, as Paul would use the word, which means maturity in Christ. So we are pressing on towards that place. And once again, what we're looking for is the character that begins to come out and come through the word of God doing a purification in our life. So we're encouraging the men. And I think that's probably one of the hardest things that they have to do, is actually walk through the various books. Am I right with this, guys? Is that one of the hardest things to do? Walk through the various books and begin to explain what those books are about and what they mean to them. And usually what we're listening for is just a personal application. This has been talking to me. The Spirit of God has been talking in my life. And so we'll sit down and we'll hash over and we'll dialogue back and forth about the various books, and they begin to learn them. We'll talk about doctrine and what does the Bible say about this and what does the Bible say about this. And we encourage the men to know the scripture so that if, in fact, somebody has a question about a particular doctrine or a particular teaching, we know where to turn and we know where it's written. And so we encourage them in the various doctrines of scripture. We encourage them to be evangelists, more specifically, to evangelize where they are in a very unique way. Not everybody's going to be a door knocker, and everybody's going to be a Billy Graham. But we believe that you can evangelize many ways, sometimes just by taking a cake over to a neighbor and letting them know that the Lord loves them. There are all types of various ways that you can display the character of God, as well as we want you to know what it means to share your testimony with somebody else. To actually have a clear testimony. And quite frankly, there's nothing more valuable in your proclaiming the gospel than what God has done in your life. It's one thing that people can't argue with. You can't say, well, that didn't happen. Well, it did happen. It happened in my life. And so you can proclaim it with great confidence. And we encourage people to work through their testimony. What has God done in your life, and how has He changed your life? And begin to share that with other people. We have particular books that we have them read that are chock full of Scripture, because we believe that Scripture's the issue, that begin to once again solidify where the church stands and what we believe in these certain areas. And so we have them read a book, for instance, dealing with theology, the book Knowing God by J.I. Packer. We have them read a book dealing with discipleship. You guys remember what that book is? Master's Plan of Evangelism. Small book, but what it talks about is that Christ had a plan for evangelism. It was to invest in the disciples. The disciples would then go out and begin to reach people. And really, we believe that the greatest evangelism is through multiplication, not through addition. That is to say, you begin to disciple somebody, someone else begins to disciple, you begin to multiply yourself through discipleship. So we encourage men to do that. We have a book on counseling. We have a book that goes through church history. How did we get to where we are? We're trying to fully equip you to be able to minister and then to go and make disciples as well. So this is available to you. And we want to let you know that we're kicking it back up in May. We're probably going to miss a week in May because of Mother's Day. We're just, I don't know, too sentimental, I guess. But you can't not go out to dinner or with your mom. So, but we want to encourage you to be involved in this. And there's a place to start, and that's a new members class. We want you to know the purpose of the new members class is not necessarily for us to check you out, but it's for you to check us out. We want to let you know what we're about, what we believe in, and you may not want to join us after you hear everything, but we hope you want to be a part of the body. And so we go through this class, and we actually go the first 8 weeks is dealing with salvation. What does Scripture say about salvation? And then we deal with specific doctrine in which churches seem to be debating today, and what we believe on that. And then towards the end, we ask you to write out your testimony. And then we have a dinner, and then we ask you to share your testimony as we will share our testimony with you. And it's a great time. We've always enjoyed those times together. So just once again, to encourage you and let you know that we have these venues that are available to you. Father, I want to give you thanks for the opportunities that you give us and for opportunities for growth. You tell us to grow in the knowledge of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. And we take that seriously. It's our desire to do this with all of our hearts. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.